This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Of course you are. So anyway, welcome aboard. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I am Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Also, visit our website, a21r.com, and our sister website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We are the state of the future, and we're getting a lot closer after the last 4 days of travel, I can tell you. We'll talk about that in this hour. Travel, travel, travel. Gas, gas, gas. Donate, donate, donate. That's what it's going to come down to. We're just crawling forward every little inch, nook, and cranny. Struggle, struggle, struggle. Don't you just love struggle? You know what they used to say about the Olympics? When you got the gold medal and you look back on it, it's not that event. It's not winning the gold medal so much as it is the struggle. That's one of the great statements that they make about the Olympic Games, by the way. I've been to several Olympics myself, actually, personally, so it's been interesting. So much so. I used to get asked, are you going to go to the Olympics this year? No, not. I'm kind of out of that Olympic thing. For a number of different reasons, because it's just so it's so much royalty, really, what it is. People act like they're royal. The arrogance, the pompousness of the leadership of the Olympic Games is kind of a little bit overwhelming, actually, to me. And I've had some dealings with the Olympic committees, foreign, international. U.S. Olympic committees really squared away pretty much, at least it used to be in elements of United States swimming and so on. That I used to have to deal with. They were very professional, very, very excellent, top-notch. A little wonder why, actually, we get such good quality athletes. Even the women's soccer team, you know, that I totally detest the measure with their leader, their dear leader of the soccer team has done and the direction that they've gone. I totally detest that sort of thing out of sports. It just has, in my opinion, no place in sports. But anyway, having said that, though, they are top-notch athletes. And I've said that really, for most of the world, you know, to compare the United States and our abilities and capabilities to the rest of the world is, there's nobody else better than us and bigger than us and finance well as we are. Nobody anywhere. And that's why I say these girls, they say, oh, we've had it so hard. Well, you struggled, you had it hard, but you've had all the best of the best to bring you there, including a country that stands by your freedom and liberty to say the words that are so disparaging about our president. One must remember that. And, you know, they can say whatever they want to say. You know, everybody's got freedom of speech. And I always, you know, used to tell people, if you don't like what they're saying, just listen to them. Then you really won't like what they're saying, but there's, let them say it. They have the freedom to say it. As hurtful or distasteful as whatever, they have the freedom to say it. And but except if you're now in this new world, right? The new world order folks that control all the media, you know, Google and Facebook and the Chinese, the Chicoms, they want you to shut up. And they want you to go to the free speech zone. You're entering the free speech zone. Can you imagine that? I know somebody must do a take. But that the first time we saw free speech zones, they popped up on the college campus, and everybody's kind of like, what's a free speech zone? And then at the Bundy Ranch, there were the Bureau of Land Management was expecting protesters there. They were expecting them. So they seized land. They said, we're just going to put up the storm fencing, you know, the orange stuff, and we're going to cordon off a big, huge area, and we're going to call it the free speech zone. And anybody who wants to protest and support the Bundys, or if they want to protest the Bundys and support the BLM, which would be a stretch, they could go to the free speech zone. Right. And then, remember when the federal government closed everything out and we had the closed down, during the Obama administration, they closed down all the national parks. And if in Washington, D.C., that's where another place where we saw the free speech zone signs. This, remember, they said, I think that one of the signs that was posted up on all the different memorials was, this site is now closed, budget, blah, 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 but it does not stand in the way of your free speech, your freedom of speech, something like that. They were making some sort of qualifier on it, which I thought was kind of interesting. But free speech, freedom of speech, let it rain. Now, speaking of that, though, I want to bring this up about freedom of speech because apparently Donald Trump, the president, who, by the way, when I woke up this morning, he's still my president. And, you know, 2 years ago he was my president. We're just moving right along, aren't we? That's why New California is going to happen. And it happened pretty soon, actually. We're going to look back on the days of all this traveling and all this talking and all this meeting wonderful, wonderful people. We're going to look back on this and go, wow, it was worth it. And we will. It is worth it. We're getting a new state. Viral video. Here we go. You guys are crazy. Okay, this is a viral video. Video surfaces of shouting Rashida Tlaib being dragged out of a Trump event. Oh, no. Uh-oh, this must be a viral video, but I haven't seen it. This is the first time I'm going to hear about it, I guess. And this comes way of Fox News. Here we go.
The judge says, well, wait a minute, you had some...
Oh, come on here. Why, you know... Excuse me, but we have an issue that we have to... take care of, and we're going to right now take care of it. Why these things operate and run on their own, I do not know. But here we go. We'll try it now and see what happens.
For a country they can. I'll never change on that, no. What?
Do you think you're winning this political fight?
I do think I'm winning the political fight. I think I'm winning it by a lot.
Why?
I think that they are not espousing the views of our country, the four congresswomen. I think that they've said horrible things that the press doesn't cover. I think you should try covering it. when you look at some of the things they said, they're unthinkable. If somebody else or me or anybody else said things like that, it would be historic. So you ought to look at some of the horrible statements, because there's never been statements
like that. I'd like to follow up about that, Mr. President. You've been very outspoken about the anti-Israel friend, seemingly anti-Israel friend of the Democratic Party. How do you think that all began, and is there anyone in particular you blame on that?
Well, the Democratic Party is really going in a direction that nobody thought possible. They're going so far left, they're going to fall off a cliff. So I think they're making a big mistake, but who knows? That's up to them.
Sir, isn't it a basic American principle to be able to criticize your government?
Oh, can't hear the question.
Well, there's a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to a brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to a brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know, but I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that.
Mr. Sir, President, are you sending Rand Paul to...
Sir, do you believe people should be allowed, sir, to speak?
Shocking. Who's married to whose brother? What's up? That's a news... What? Who's married to whose brother? Now, that is interesting. What is this story about? Shocking. Is he insinuating that one of the four in the squad is married to her brother? Or her brother is married to her? Wow, that's kind of like that. Now that is off the rails, if it's true. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so we're going to play this little clip here of Rashid Tlaib at the Detroit Economic Club back on August 8th, 2016. Okay, and the clip is from Ryan Saavedra. The real Saavedra. And Ryan says, this is what he says. He says, notice how Trump is calm and does not agitate the situation as Tlaib has a public meltdown and has to be physically removed by security. Here we go. Listen, I primed the pump. We're ready to go. I love it. And it doesn't work. Oh, here we go. Okay.
It's at its lowest rate in 51 years.
Public meltdown in Detroit. She's being drug out by security now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I will say the Bernie Sanders people had far more energy and spirit. I will say.
Ooh. Now, he didn't know Tlaib then. She was not even in office. Now, we have another little video clip here. Well, this one is... we'll see how this one plays out. There she goes.
You guys are crazy!
You're an animal! Get a job!
Oh. Okay. Wow! let me... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the sound. Blew your ears out, as it did mine. Wow! Okay, so she's bouncing around. Here we go. We're going to try it again. Here we go. She's going to scream right here. She's bouncing around. She's being hustled out.
You're an animal.
You're an animal. You're an animal. You guys are crazy. That was Tlaib. That was 2 years ago. Okay. So there you go. There you have it. There was the shouting Tlaib. The shouting Tlaib 2 years ago. Now she's the congresswoman. Man, what an irritant she is. What about this brother business? Who's married to who? What woman in the, of the squad of four, I should actually have you call in and tell me. Excuse me, I should hit the cough button. Cough, button. So we've got a little problem going on there, right? Who in the world would do such a thing? Marry your own brother or sister? That's called incest. That's called, leads to consanguinity, which, by the way, is a discussion. It's interesting. I had this discussion with one of my friends, consanguinity, the other day. It's a biological term, actually. And it explains a lot in terms of patterning for genetics. And the net effect is that when you inbreed, you lessen the gene pool. You diminish the gene pool. You've probably heard those terms before, and you got to understand how genes work and genetics and all that good stuff. But it is true. You actually experience that, where the gene pool is very much diminished. When you have fewer genes to select from during reproduction, then the patterns of how the genes line up to form proteins and so on kind of get a little discombobulated. That's why you have to have more additional genes in the gene pool to improve the population and pass on the proper hereditary traits that will protect you from diseases and allow you to grow properly. So, because what happens is you'll get malformities, a lot of brain dysfunctions, retardation, things like that, that happen as later generations of that ever-diminishing and smaller gene pool go on. That's called consanguinity. Starts to develop into more serious problems and diseases for people. Genetic diseases, you're genetically predisposed to them because of the fact you are I guess you can say short a few jeans. literally, that's what it is. So anyway, we got that one, but I'm gonna dig in here right now, and the call-in number is 215-867-8255. If you give me a little bit to check it out, we can. God, the text messages are just flipping me out right now. Anyway, we got this whole thing, is it true? I don't know. I'm going to rely upon my text messaging here. I'll see if whether or not I've got the proper information that, you know, it, because if it's, we should be looking at whether or not this is true or not. Is it true or not? And that's the only thing I'm trying to do. Is it true or is it not true? And if it's not true, then that's, you know, we'll clear that up. Because I think that's a pretty harsh comment. You know, did you marry your brother? Did you marry your sister? Who is this, right? Okay. I'm looking. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, of course, getting information from people, too, about who it is. And, oh, let's turn on, the phones are not turned on yet. Shocking! We didn't technically take care of that, which we should have, right? Okay, here we go. Oh, they're on now. Okay, they're on now. So 215-867-8255, if you want to call in and give us a shout-out about the phones, on the phone, about who is this person? Who is this person who married her brother? Or, you know, certainly not her sister. I guess that can happen. I guess it can happen, right? But who did such a thing is the bigger question. I'm just shocked by just even the notion of that. But, you know, in populations, this is what happens. This is what happens. It's not unusual in the long run. And especially if you have a, let's say if you're confined on an island, you know, you have a limited population of people on an island, don't you? And when you have that limited population on the island, guess what? You're absolutely bound to find a population in which you're going to have the consequences of lack of the proper amounts of genes over generations, and you'll get that consanguinity, birth defects, and all the things that go along with it. But yeah, okay. Now, I'm querying, and you can call in if you want, 215-867-8255. We're going to do this the right way. Who married who? What congresswoman is it? And we'll get you that story like right now as we can do this. Because that's who married their wife. Marrying your wife is okay, right? Being remaining married to your wife is okay. Sometimes that's a bigger task. Or your husband. It's a bigger task, isn't it? That's the challenge when you're married, is to remain married. That is the big challenge, isn't it? And it can lead to unintended consequences, as you know. Or if you don't know, you can find out what you don't know. So, okay. Give me the stuff here, guys. Come on, let's go. Where are we going with all this? Got to wait for my instruments to work. Too many things going on. Okay, so this is what we have so far about who. Oh, it's Ilhan Omar, the covered one, married to her brother. Shocking. This is, again, I've got to get more confirmation. You know, I like to work on threes, by the way. So Ilhan, she's the one who covers her hair, and she's, you know, speaks very plainly. She's a radicalized Muslim. And I could say that because this is what radicalized Muslims look like. That's my opinion. I believe she's a radicalized Muslim because she brings it to the floor. I mean, she really does. And that's kind of a problem. We've got a break coming up. We come back more from Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, you can call in 215-867-8255. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so this is what I have, because you know I don't know. I'm telling you I don't know about this. You know, where it emanated from, or whatever. I just because I don't know. I don't know what I don't know. So please, I am looking at Google. 20,909,000. Wow. 53 seconds. Let's says this is the Guardian. Trump's latest Ilhan Omar smear shows how unfounded right-wing claims can be or something. Examining Trump's claims about Representative Ilhan Omar. How the Ilhan Omar marriage smear went from an anonymous post. This is the Daily Beast. You know, this is a fine place. 3 days ago. Okay, I'm just going to, you decide. It's a brouhaha. How did I let this go? Because I was traveling. You know, when you travel long distance, like it's like, oh my God. It says, examining Trump's claims about Representative Omar. This is the New York Times. It says, let's start with the people's favor. Examining claims about Representative Ilhan Omar. Now, I'm going to go quickly through this and kind of give you a snippet so that we can judge the credibility of this and where it all came from. So we're going to start with a left-wing rag called I'm not going to do that. Forget the terms. You get on some of these groups things and they treat you badly. The New York Times just treated me badly. That's all there is. Let's start with the Daily Beast 3 days ago. How the Ilhan Omar marriage smear went from fever swamp to Trump. The curious journey of an unproven rumor that Omar married her brother to get him citizenship from an obscure Somali diaspora forum to the president. Okay. Now, the curious thing is the lead into this. It says, from an obscure Somali diaspora forum. You get that, right? Okay. It says, when Donald Trump suggested on Wednesday that Representative Omar once married her own brother in an immigration fraud scheme, he demonstrated the remarkable degree to which even the most far-off corners of the far-right-wing internet can launch unproven anonymous claims into the national political discourse. The president had been asked by a reporter from pro-Trump One America News Network about whether his administration was investigating Omar for possibly marrying her brother. In response, Trump hinted that somebody in the government was looking into the matter. He didn't say it happened. And this was, we just saw that. I believe this is the same language from that clip we heard earlier. There's a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to her brother, Trump said. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to her brother. But he's claiming he knows nothing about it. This is what he hears. The remarks were the first Trump had ever uttered on Omar's marriage. And they represented a remarkable, if not depressing, capstone for an unproven rumor, which has gained steam in the fever swamps for 3 years as Omar became one of the country's most outspoken and controversial lawmakers. Has she made any laws? The claim that Omar married her own brother as a way for him to gain a green card has been embraced by a number of conservative pundits with ties to the president, including commentator Dinesh D'Souza, talk radio host Rush Limbaugh, and One America News' Jack Prosbiek. On Thursday, Fox News' Tucker Carlson discussed it on his own show. Omar, who didn't respond to requests for comments, has denied that her ex-husband is her brother, and for good reason. What many of the smear's promoters never reveal to their audience is both the evidence Omar has provided to disprove the conspiracies and the fact that the completely unproven idea that she married her brother is based entirely on a single anonymous unsecured allegation initially made on an obscured internet forum. Okay, this is the Daily Beast that's saying this. In August 2016, as Omar poised to defeat longtime incumbent from the Democratic Farmer Labor Party primary for a state legislative seat in Minnesota, an anonymous post appeared in a Somali diaspora forum called Somali Spot. A username, Abdi Johnson, who identified himself in his bio and on the site as a Trump supporter, posted a thread called Ilhan Omar Marriage Fraud Exposure. In the thread, which has since been deleted from Somali Spot but remains online elsewhere, Johnson claimed that Ahmad Nur said Elmi, whom Omar was then separated, was secretly her brother. Omar had married Elmi, the anonymous poster claimed, in an attempt to make it easier for him to enter the United States. I'm still a little bit mystified. Now that is from the Daily Beast. Right, the Daily Beast. Okay, we got that one down. Now, Trump's latest, this is from Mother Jones, Real Clear Politics. Real Clear Politics. Here's the video clip. I believe we listened to this, so we're going to listen to it again. This is at the press conference that he had out there. Probably remember that, the press conference, the presser.
Foreman Mike.
And the presser was, remember, he's out in front of his the helicopter. And here we go. This is supposed to be it.
Democratic Party. How do you think that all began, and is there anyone in particular you blame on that?
Well, the Democratic Party is really going in a direction that nobody thought possible. They're going so far left, they're going to fall off a cliff.
Yeah, I think he's going
so
up
I
to
think,
this in a second.
So I think they're making a big mistake.
I'm going to come up to this, I think, in a second.
But who knows? That's up to them.
Is your administration going to possibly look into immigration fraud committed by Ilhan Omar by possibly marrying her brother? Tax fraud?
Well, there's a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to a brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to a brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know, but I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that.
Well, okay, somebody's going to look at that. Did he start the rumor? I don't think so. But, you know, people are saying things, right? There you heard it from his own mouth. And I guess that's where the explosion, married her brother. Well, we don't know for sure. There's just rumors. And he says the same thing. He's getting criticized for it. He's saying what he knows. You know, I hate it when this happens. You're saying what you know, so you shouldn't say what you know. But what if it is true? But what if it's not true? Left you hanging, didn't I? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. Now, another article that we're looking at here just tweeted to me. This is from the National Interest magazine. This is a pretty well-known. This is from the 19th. This is part. Now, this is the Buzz, Ilion. Okay. Representative Ilhan Omar stonewalling hometown paper on marriage controversy, editor says. I'm not making this up. This is from one of our citizen journalists who sent this to me just now as they listen. By the way, I better check. Callers, I've got to get that screen going on. Just checking. Says, what happens next? It says, Democratic Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar has allegedly been uncooperative with her hometown paper's efforts to get to the bottom of accusations that she committed marriage fraud, the paper's political editor said. Omar's brief congressional career has been dogged by accusations, which she has denied, that she married a male relative, possibly her brother. Omar and her current husband, Ahmad Hershey, filed joint tax returns while Omar was married to another man, Ahmed Elmi. This comes from Minnesota campaign finance officials. I hate it when this happens. Omar and her family have made it difficult for journalists to find out the truth about her marriage. Minnesota Star. This is Minnesota. I got to get it right, you know. I love Minnesotans. My adopted, I call her my adopted mother, Edith Smith, God bless her, was a very important motherly figure to me as a young man, and she was wonderful, and she's from Bemidji, Minnesota. So, you know, I claim a little bit of Minnesotan. It's kind of near and dear to my heart. So let me read this again so you get it. Omar and her family have made it difficult for journalists to find out the truth about her marriage, Minnesota Star Tribune editor Kevin Diaz told PolitiFact in an interview Thursday. And they got the link there, right here. They got the link to PolitiFact that backs it up. Our public records searches determined that in at least one period after she married Elmi, all three, Omar, Elmi, and Hershey use the same address in Minnesota. It raises questions about the nature of the relationship if she is living with both persons she's married to and her eventual husband. What's really made it hard is that she's been unwilling to address any of these questions. That has fueled, rightfully so, that is, you can get it. Get it? We quoted her at length to say that these were mere accusations, that they were unfair, and that she shouldn't have to address them. Be that as it may, there was an undisputed instance of her filing her taxes, listen to this, improperly, and if you were in Congress, you should explain that to your constituents, he continued. This is Diaz now talking about this, the editor. This is not good. I mean, this doesn't sound good. It says, we've asked her these questions and also asked her to make her father available. We've tried to reach Elmi. We tried to reach her sisters. Ooh, this is getting better. Her family could put this, and she questions the question of Elmi's relationship to Omar, to rest easily. No one will talk to us. I wish we could send a reporter to Mogadishu. But we don't have the bandwidth, the editor added. Omar's office didn't immediately return calls to the Daily Caller News Foundation request for comment on Diaz's remark. President Donald Trump gave fuel to the allegations surrounding Omar's marriage in comments to reporters on Wednesday. See, I was traveling, man. Bob Seger, that would be me. And of course, that's that clip we just heard. So this came from the Daily Caller News Foundation, and this is, that's Tucker Carlson. So why, if she didn't do anything, why is there an issue, right? You know, this could be not good because if she's, if this is something where she married her relative and it's found out that she was doing this to get him a green card, or that's called fraud. You know, I mean that's a felonious immigration violation. I'm just looking at those things. Forget about the consanguinity business and all that stuff, and the fact that she could have, would have, must have, or whatever rumors that are out there. Those are rumors. But if there's something to investigate, and somebody in Congress, if she's filed an improper tax return deliberately, that would be very problematic. Wow. Okay. Well, that's enough of that business, right? That's enough for today. Okay. So listen, I'm sorry to shock you with the fact I didn't know that when I wasn't paying attention to it. You know, I have to rely upon all my friends out there to help me with the story. I appreciate that. It's such a time constrained way. You know, I'll give you the last shot for the call, and it's 215-867-8255. And to talk about that, we're gonna bust through this because I want to get to another important thing that happened this week and last week, and of course that happens to be the reading of the grievances. And we read grievance number 77. I'm gonna quickly go through this because we do have time available for that. And it's interesting to have read the grievance to everybody because it was stunning. Literally, it was, I would say, stunning, if not completely shocking, of course, what was going on with these grievances. To find out that in our grievance reading, how much it was really having an impact on people and in informing people about what this California state government is all about, you know, which is, you know, talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. How about there's just Fraud, waste, fraud, and abuse. I could go on forever sort of laying that one out, right? I mean, really, some of the stuff that's been going on in the state of California, it's despicable what they've been up to. And I know people are kind of shocked sometimes by what they appear to hear with the state of California, but it's very, very true, the things that have been going on. And we expose it. Now, what basically 77 was all about, it was about this whole thing with the California public employees retirement system, or PERS, which is so heavily invested in the communist Chinese, with the communist Chinese government, heavily invested. And they say, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is something that is, of course, incredibly dangerous. It's been found out and confirmed that there is an actual communist Chinese who is employed by the California Public Employees Retirement System, and they're buying equities on behalf of the retirement system. which means that the money that's being collected by the California Public Employees Retirement System is being siphoned off over to feed the beast in Red China. And what is the beast? It's the military-industrial complex of Red China, which is expanding all around the world at a very rapid rate. And with the help of course, they're stealing our technology. In some places, the saboteurs, in my opinion, have been committing acts of open espionage to make sure that they get those things that help them make it better. They're all over the place in terms of spies. Of course, we know that. Silicon Valley happens to be one of those places that seems to have the biggest problem with all this stuff. And in grievance number 77, what we do is outline that. We basically tell everybody that there is a problem here. And what we're doing, of course, is figuring out how we're going to solve this problem now in New California. And the way we solve this is have New California. We make our pleadings to the president and to others. We make that pleading and ask them to declare California in a state of insurrection at this point in time. Now, a lot of people are kind of shocked at the language that we use. It's very harsh, very aggressive, but it's truthful. And it may sound shocking to you, but it shouldn't sound so shocking to you. It is a very, very, it's very, very important that the language that we use when we talk about these things is direct and legal. So we stand on everything that we've written so far in all 77 grievances, which is part of the process of the Declaration of Independence. Declaring yourself independent from a state to form a pre-existing state is actually a process, not an event. You can have an event. You can stage the event like we did and to announce to the world at a press conference. And we covered that press conference very, very well, I thought. And, you know, we had I think, a wonderful turnout at their press conference when we read the Declaration of Independence and read that announcement. Marysville, California, on January 15, 2018. Now we've continued 77 weeks since we did that. 77 weeks, every Tuesday we go out and do the reading. And we've done it. It's pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing stuff. We got a big thing going on right now in New California. Of course, that's what's happening in the Tri-Counties Fair with Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and Monterey counties down in Paso Robles. Beautiful town. Spent day and night down there last week. It was wonderful. But we have this huge booth in a huge fair. I mean, this fair is a monster fair. It was really a neat time down there. We're going to go back, and we're going to do a couple more days down there this week because it's such an enormous thing. There's so many people that are running around out there. It's just wonderful. We're going to get you the blow-by-blow. You can check our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and get pictures. We're going to be putting up with pictures from various things that we did this week. Kern County, we knocked it out of the park. And thanks to everybody down there at KNZR for helping us get the word out. We got the Talk Monster radio station supporting New California and Terry McIntyre and that group down there. Thank you very much for all the information you allowed us to share with the public. And, of course, people were listening and driving around. That's kind of neat, you know, you're in a town like that and you're talking in the afternoon drive time and, boom, you have your function. All of a sudden people start, we heard you on the radio. We just came by for some pizza. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So, anyway, we had a great time, and Kern County is going to come together. Actually, we're going to make it come together today. We have a lot of other things going on. You might want to check the website because our 5th Constitutional Convention is going to be happening, and we got the dates and times up right now, and location is going to settle today. I think we're going to be signing contracts and that sort of thing. So it's going to be a wonderful thing that's going to be happening at the 5th Constitutional Convention, second weekend in October. Of course, this is a part of the show where we thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remind you to stay strong because you are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.